News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tuesday's our update from the Bryan Police Department. This week, we're going to have two speakers in the police department. We open up, as usual, with Officer Kelly McKeithen. And first on the agenda is tomorrow's next installment of Coffee with a Cop.
Yes. We skipped last month for Coffee with a Cop because of getting ready for National Night Out and all that good stuff. But it is back. So we are going to have Coffee with a Cop tomorrow, Wednesday the 21st. It's going to be from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Phillips Event Center. For those of you who do not know what that is, that's the old Briarcrest Country Club. And it's just a good time to sit down, have a casual conversation with one of the local police officers here in Bryan, and ask any questions that you have.
Repeat the time again.
It's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
All right. Something else I noticed on your Facebook page from yesterday, wanted to give a shout-out for an award one of your officers received.
Officer Jason Badgett, congratulations to him. He received an award last Thursday for a life-saving citation. And the incident that occurred was back on August 23rd, and you reported on this. It was a motorcycle accident. One of the passengers in one of the other vehicles became unresponsive. It was a 17-year-old male, became unresponsive on the side of the road. Some people who were standing around told Officer Badgett, and he ran over to assist the young man and started performing CPR. Well, the young man came to a couple of times and started breathing on his own, but then he would become unresponsive again with no pulse and quit breathing. So Officer Badgett had to perform CPR a couple of times on this young man, but he did survive. He was sent to St. Joseph Hospital where he was treated and released. So we thank Officer Badgett for his hard work and his dedication.
Something else we want to remind folks about, we'll probably do this one more time, United Way Cookout coming up.
It is. The City of Bryan puts on a United Way Cookout. It's every October, and this year it's going to be Friday, October the 30th. It's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Sue Haswell Park. You can't ask for a better lunch and a cheaper lunch for that. It's a hamburger, chips, drink, and a cookie, all for $5. And you can even upgrade to double meat and cheese for two extra dollars. So you get a lot of food for just a little bit of money. And afterwards, all the employees have made desserts. And after the contest, those are all judged, and they're awarded prizes for the desserts. But then those desserts are auctioned off to everybody in the crowd. So you can get a great dessert and a great meal and have a good time. And come join us on Friday the 30th at Sue Haswell.
Typically here at this point of the visit, we talk about locations of increased traffic enforcement. First, though, with the rain upon us, a reminder since it's been so long since it's rained about being careful.
I am so looking forward to the rain because it is so dry out there. But on the flip side, when we're working on the streets, it's not a good thing because we need to remember to slow down. We need to remember to put extra distance between, the person in front of you so that you can have reaction time to stop and check those tire treads to make sure that they can handle the water and that it's not going to put you into a skid.
And when it's raining, have your headlights on.
Exactly. It makes you easier to see visibility-wise.
It's more so for the other guy than it is for you.
Very much so.
Now let's finish up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yeah, slow down all over town, but especially in the 2900 block of Thornberry, which is in Austin's Colony due to some complaints in the area. And then we had the 1300 block of Esther, which is 30 miles per hour, and that is near Bennett Street. Both of those we've gotten complaints from the neighbors. So we're going to be in that area working.
Thanks again to Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department. As I mentioned at the beginning, two speakers today on the Bryan Police Update. The second would go to the top, go to the boss, Chief Eric Buskey, who issued a news release recently about a survey that the Bryan Police Department has out and an invitation for you to participate and what you think about BPD.
As part of our effort, we're always wanting to do a better job than we do, and we really can't necessarily do a better job unless we ask the community we serve how we're doing. So really all the survey's about is us trying to get some feedback from our citizens on the work and the job that the Bryan Police Department's doing.
What are some of the things that you all thought about when you were composing the survey?
Well, we want to make sure that we assisted the citizen in the fashion that they were looking to be assisted. We want to make sure that our officers were were treated them properly and they weren't rude and we're professional. And that's kind of the core of what we're looking at.
And I also would imagine that you're also looking for some of the good things that people have to say about how they were treated.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what, obviously we want to hear about if they weren't treated well, but we love to hear about it when they are treated well. And really we get more complimentary calls than negative calls as it is.
Just a matter of being able to put that to, it's a matter of being able to document all that so you can share that with the force.
Exactly. We want to quantify that. And then, if there is an area that we're lacking in, obviously we want to work to improve in that area. And like I said, what we want to do is provide the best possible service that we can.
Thanks again to Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskey for the update and the invitation for you to participate in the Bryan Police Department's survey. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.